This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, snow in the forecast again, though not all of the tri-state will need shovels when it's over. Let's get an update now from AccuWeather meteorologist Matt Benz. He's here now with a live report. Matt?
Yeah, looking very wintry out there right now with steady light snow falling here across a good chunk of this tri-state and starting to stick to the ground in spots. Now, we are going to see a change over to just rain as we head into this evening and tonight. It means much of what will fall here for this afternoon could just melt. So maybe give it a little bit of time before you break out those shovels. We're expecting a coating to an inch here in the city, as much as 1 to 3 inches, though, just north and west of the city. That's where you may want to shovel a bit before that rain comes in. And just rain here for the remainder of tonight, perhaps some thunderstorms and for tomorrow. Donna.
All right, Matt. Now, so for the latest on the weekend forecast from AccuWeather, of course, keep it locked here at 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM. Well, police have made an arrest in the stabbing death of a 14-year-old boy near a McDonald's in Queens yesterday afternoon, and the suspect is also a teenager. The NYPD has not released the name of the alleged assailant, who's just 14 years old himself. The young victim has been identified as Julian Keneal of South Jamaica. Initial police reports say the violence began with a fight inside the fast food restaurant near Queens Boulevard and 38th Street in Sunnyside. The victim was fatally stabbed after the confrontation spilled outside. The underage suspect has been charged with gang assault. Five child care centers in Brooklyn and Queens that were slated to be shut down at the end of this school year have won a reprieve. The mayor's office says they'll stay open for at least another year after that. And the about face came after Mayor Adams faced some serious backlash from local families and intense questioning at a budget hearing last month. The mayor's budget plan had omitted millions of dollars from multiple early childhood programs, but City Hall had defended the program closures, saying they needed to shift resources to neighborhoods that needed the most. Now, the order to drop federal corruption charges against Mayor Adams continues to roil the Justice Department. Manhattan's top federal prosecutor and five high-ranking department officials have now quit over it.
Danielle Sassoon, the acting U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, was the first to resign in protest this week. And now she's receiving the support from at least seven former U.S. attorneys who served in that role. This comes as the Department of Justice moves to dismiss the charges in the case against New York Mayor Eric Adams.
In a letter obtained by the Associated Press, Sassoon wrote to Attorney General Pam Bondi, quote, "I remain baffled by the rushed and superficial process by which this decision was reached." Sassoon says prosecutors had been preparing to charge Adams with destroying evidence and instructing others to do the same and to provide for providing false information to the FBI, allegedly. Well, a person is now in critical condition, but stable condition, after being shot by police during a welfare check in Wayne, New Jersey last night. The Passaic County prosecutor says officers were called to a home in the area of White Birch Court, where they found an individual armed with two swords. One officer fired and struck the person at least once. They say the incident now under investigation. A man accused of threatening to shoot up Manhattan synagogues is being arraigned today following his arrest last night at the Lincoln Tunnel.
Luis Ramirez has much to explain. The 23-year-old Utah man is quoted as writing on X, formerly Twitter, that in a past lifetime he was Adolf Hitler and Jesus, and that allegedly he planned to shoot up New York City synagogues, including the Central Synagogue on Lexington Avenue in Midtown. He was arrested Friday night by Port Authority police at the Lincoln Tunnel as he tried to drive into Manhattan. The police say Ramirez has no prior criminal record, and when he was taken into custody, he had no weapons in his car. In his online post, he reportedly wrote, and I'm quoting here, "In a past life, I went by the alias Adolf Hitler. My purpose in that lifetime was to punish you for killing me when I was Jesus," end quote. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
A 58-year-old woman found dead inside her home in Queens today. Police say they responded to a 911 call at a home on 95th Avenue in Ozone Park. That's where they found Rosa Cruz unconscious and unresponsive, they say. She was pronounced dead at the scene. The office of the chief medical examiner will determine the cause of death.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.